I guess the first bracha is the bracha of Chayin Hadas. It's the first bakashas atzrochim that we ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Maral says Sigza Saminyanim here. I want to add Saminyanim from Mishanim. The first one is I guess the Etzem Inyan, why Das is after Kedusha, the smichas between Atta Kaddish and Atta Chayne. So that Rishonim, they say tangentially, they bring the Pasik, Vekdisha Shtos Yaakov, V'chakiv Yedet Toi Ruach Bina. I want to just say, I guess, a Pashto Pshat, more in line of what we said till now. Be'etzem, we're going to see soon, Das is the most important thing, because that's the makom that we're doing at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we're to ask ourselves, which inyan of Adam is it Daimat HaKadosh Baruch Hu, would have to be with the Das. So the only way we can actually ask for that or say that is if we first establish that Be'emes HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Leila Leila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Atta Kadosh HaKadosh and so on. Then we can start asking that Bakasha. Or else it would sound like Atta Chayin would be asking to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a way that's not possible. That would be fairly obvious reason why it's next to Chayne. The piece I'm going to read now is from a sefer called Migdal David, the Sefer HaBotim. It's a Rishon. It's a, from the Chachma Provancia. We have it in Yeshiva. It's on the Seder Mitzvahs like the Rambam. It's sort of coming off the Rambam, and it's printed in the Tefillah Moshe. That's where I'm taking it from. V'achar she'sidu gimel shaynes l'shvach Hashem l'kavon shekasavnu, sidu yud beis brachos emtzois. So first of all, we have three brachos of shvach, and then yud beis brachos emtzois. V'hischel b'tchila b'shleimus koydem b'mayla odom v'abina v'adas. We start with the first bracha, with the first bakasha, which is the shleimus ha'odom. It's the primary shleimus ha'odom, is das. So let's stop a second and think about it. When we're coming to ask from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're not coming just because we're saying, you know what, I'm in the mood for this, I'm in the mood for that. Could I have it? What I'm saying is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam to be B'Tzelem Elokim. I am missing various elements to be like that. And the truth is, if we look at that, the whole Seder HaBrachas takes on a different meaning. Because if we ask ourselves honestly, what bothers us first? So we would put Refa'inu and Baruch Aleinu maybe first, and then we would sort of move on to Tshuva maybe, Das, and, you know, Gula and stuff like that would take up a little bit. It wouldn't be our proportion of if we ask ourselves what are our immediate needs and what is it that we really want. I mean, it's of course everyone wants Mashiach, everyone wants Yerushalayim, it's good, but it would probably get a half a bracha. We would focus a lot more on the things that are very imminent needs. But that's not the tzura of the bakashas. The tzura of the bakashas is we want to be doimeloi. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us, Adam, to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the first thing we need to say is, I want to have das. If I don't have das, I don't have a tzura sodom. And that's what he says over here. V'zeh emes, he says, Hashem broi b'tzalmu leman yaskel v'yasiga emes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us b'tzalmu so that we can understand the emes. V'niach b'loshe chan... Okay, we'll see that in a second. The ability for us to be doimet HaKadosh Baruch Hu is certainly not in any physical way. It's certainly not in any other area other than das, and the more a person understands, the more a person is doimet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the less a person understands, the less he's doimet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the first bakasha. And most important, Akasha, in being like HaKadosh Baruch Hu and getting our Tzuras Odom is Das. B'niach boy, he says, Losh Chanina Shu Chesed Gomes Hashem B'min Odom. We ask for Chanina, which is an extraordinary Chesed. Shebederech HaChanina Yadichenu L'Das L'Hoitz Zichleinu HaKoyach HaLapoyol. Ad She Yasechel V'Amaskel V'Amufol D'Ve'echot B'Zichleinu HaChomri. So he says 2 points here. First of all, It's very interesting the difference between this bakasha and other bakashas. For instance, when we ask Rifa'enu. We say a person is sick, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to send him Refuah min HaShamayim. A person is poor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to send him Parnas min HaShamayim. But Atachin Adam Das, the Migdal David is teaching it. It's different. We have all the brain power we ever need. It just is locked. It's something that, it's like you go on the computer and then no access. Unless you administer it, there's no access to it. And you find it, people have in themselves. I read recently an article about something that was stunning. The article was about people first who are like these, have these phenomenal memories that never forget anything and you know, they're brilliant, whatever it is. Good, very nice. Then there's a group of people that when they had like a terrible accident, they all of a sudden got abilities that they never dreamt of before. Like one person became a phenomenal musician. And you know, it's a handful of people, most people who have brain injuries end up much, much worse than they were before. And, you know, that's the nature of injury. But the fascinating part was the mi'uta de bnei adam that ended up a lot smarter in certain areas, they ended up with things, don't try to bang it against the wall. Most of the time, it will not work. But, you know, but there's documented, there are cases and cases, and they interview people, where people got certain powers. So what's the pshat? So be'emes, it means the brain has the potential ability to do it. It's like a machine that sometimes, most of the time when you bang it and clang it, it breaks, it falls on you, or it lets out a beeping sound. That's most of the time. But occasionally, the thing begins to work when you knock it. A person has in himself abilities. Our brain is geared for an infinite amount of tasks. Even in normal psychology, neurology, it's very plastic and can do a lot of things. It's one of the reasons, by the way, and I want to explain, I like explaining things more derech hateva, people who became like all of a sudden were phenomenally matzliach in learning. Well, the stories about this person wasn't smart, this person wasn't smart, this person that. So I don't have to understand it on a mystical level. It could be, but really, it's somewhere along the line, it needs an unlocking it in a brain of something that just wasn't working. It's one of those things that marshaled by Bris Mila. We make the goof better by taking off an Arla. An Arla means it's covering. It's something that is soysim something. So here we're asking that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should unlock from within us Das.
If someone doesn't have it, he doesn't have it. Like if he's tone deaf, he just can't.
But you know what? Most of the time, if the tone deaf is in the ear, then it needs a new nerve or something. If the tone deaf is in the brain, it can. Laraya, people, you know, I think the cases that they had, this was in a regular science magazine. It was cases where people had, you know, some trauma which unlocked the power that they never had before. So the pshat is the mind has the ability, and whatever it takes to unravel it. I want to probe a point deeper. This is very important to help us understand this nekud of das. Everything else, we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to send. When it's called for Rifa'enu, we ask for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to send the Refuah min HaShamayim. When we ask Baruch Aleinu, we ask he should send Parnasa min HaShamayim. He should be Mam Tegeshem on us. What is... Das is very different. And let's explain why it's different. If I were to get... If somebody needed a transplant from somebody else, and I said, you know, my foot's not good, can I get somebody else's foot? Knee replacement, this, that. You know, it's a tough operation, but we would be very, very open to the idea. If, let's say, somebody's heart's not working, you take somebody else's heart and you have a heart transplant. That's right. So I wanted to tell you, you know, where do you rate yourself in the class? You rate yourself a D student. Okay? I've got the brain of an A student waiting to be transplanted. Not sure what A student did, and I can transplant to his brain. So, if you're really stupid, you'd say, great. If you're a little smarter on your own, you would say, but then I wouldn't be smart. It would be the A student. Betson, I'm transplanting my hands and feet to his brain. That's him. And it's not only smarter and stupider. We're talking about Das, which is being paid for something, getting something, understanding something. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if our tefillah was HaKadosh Baruch Hu should transplant another piece of das to us, if you give me $1 million of yours as a gift, I became a millionaire. And it's not your money, it's as soon as you gave it to me, it's my money. I mean, I owe you shekoyach, but it's my money. But if I get your mind, then it's you, not me. And therefore, we can't ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for more mind, different mind, added mind. Because that's not, it's not me, and I wouldn't be fulfilling the tachlis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted out of me. And it's not only, you know, we tend to think of it very shallow. We tend to think of learning, of abilities. We tend to think of how quickly does it take to figure out the words, how long do I remember it, how many hours can I sit and do it. That's sort of how we reduce it. But the truth is, it's a real understanding. You're talking about a certain tfis of something, how you understand something. If you take a look at all the Talmid Chacham of the Doiris, Amar Shah and a Reb Chaim, and Yosef Engel and the Ragachava, all understood it differently. They all had their own understanding. Every single one is very different. So Das is who you are. And therefore, for Das, he says, we don't ask that HaKadosh Baruch Hu give us more Das. We ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu unlock the Das in us for two reasons. One is Das, it's possible to unlock. It's there. It's waiting to be unlocked. Two, if we were to ask for somebody else's Das, we'd be asking to be somebody else. Masha'in came when HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring out the potential of our Das, we ask for ourselves. Even on a smaller level, you know, a lot of people, as you learn, you feel there are certain breakthrough moments, breakthrough periods. What they do is they don't actually, it's like you feel it's you, but you weren't getting it, and now you get it. You don't feel different. It's you. That's the type of thing we're misfiled for. And then he says, "Achi asechel va'maskul va'mufal dove echad b'sichlein archamri." So he says, "The seichel, the maskul, the mufal should the korav lazeh." We'll explain that in a minute. Habir matzasi kozav shem echad v'le'iyun v'nimtzah be'igra. I found this by somebody written. Sheshnei malachim amishosam yamokoyim anikram dasusvuna. There are two malachim that are Mishores HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One is called Das, one is called Tvuna. Ubamayim hazeh mevua she'im ha'das she'ubidias muskos v'shaynis v'tvuna she'tzad kama she'yolid im ha'akdomis ha'nazim muskos v'heim yishores odos v'nei ha'moko kefiv ma she'yasik et imzeh v'yadeyes ha'mitis v'aseich v'amask muskos echon. Let's explain this. It sounds very philosophical, and it is a little bit. But it really contains a very fundamental hakdara of this whole thing. Two points. He's saying this formula. This is a form the Rambam says in a different way, that if he gets the das appropriately, sh'ad she'ya haseichel v'hamaskel v'hamufal d'v'echad eschein achamri. The seichel, the maskel, and the mufal should become one in our das. What does that mean exactly? Two, he says there's two malachim that are mishores that are HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and these are the two malachim that other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One is das, one is tvuna. The das is idias and muskalos v'shoynis. A tvuna is b'mashe yolid imakdamis. Let's explain both of these points. One. In the process, there are two methods or tools or materials absolutely needed to understand something. When I try to explain something to you, when we're trying to understand something, and we're talking here about something with depth to it, in order for something to be understood, it requires one, certain basic axioms that are hardwired into the mind. The mind understands that if you add something, you have more than when you subtract. That's just, it's very basic to us. Or that two things can't occupy one space at one time. That a person, that there is good and there's bad. Those are things that are axioms in our mind. If we don't have them, we don't understand. If we have it, we can understand. So hardwired into us are some certain basic things that we believe, we feel are absolutely truth. I mean, if somebody comes to me and says, why are you throwing bombs at people? And I say, what's wrong? I got extra bombs. And the guy says, well, it hurts people terribly. It's what I said. And then I'll say to him, what's wrong with hurting people? So at that point, either then I'm missing some very, very basic piece of an axiom. If I'm actually telling the truth, I'm missing a very basic axiom. And it's something which even the worst Rishayim, very rarely did anybody say that. Most of the time they said, I'm helping people, it's not true, these people are worse. They sort of agree to some basic axioms, except that they twist and turn it. So the first thing is having some basic yesodos. That's absolutely necessary. Two, and that's called das. Tvuna is the logical process to argue A from B. Somebody was telling me about my brother-in-law had a teacher in school who used to yell at the kids what they didn't do well in English, and he was very dyslexic, the person. So his comment would be, 6 million Jews flunked the regions and you're going to die in Auschwitz. He mixed up the, you know, he was dyslexic, so it was very funny. but my brother pointed out, but what was even stranger was the logical connection, like why am I passing the regions is really, really, totally with in memory of 6 million Jews who died. Like, what's the connection? Some people see a connection, some people don't see a connection. Some people, they'll argue, and then they'll say, and therefore, and say, what do you mean, therefore? I just proved it. And I don't know, how'd you get from there? Well, don't you see it? Go through it again. And like something like Alice in Wonderland, where you say to yourself, it's like it doesn't follow. You know, if A and B is greater than C, then D must be equal to E. Huh? Well, let me go through it again. If A and B equals C, then D must be greater than E. It's obvious, isn't it? And the answer is, there's a circuit, and a computer, you have it that way. You have basic stuff, and you have logical circuits that work in a certain way. So Das and Tvuna are both the hechetimtzes for thinking. What do they produce? They produce understandings that are that become more and more what the person lives as reality. That's the crucial piece. Sometimes we call it das in other sfarim, and here he calls it seichel muskel. There are things, there are ideas that I believe to be true. People tell it to me, and I say, okay, you know what? Yeah, makes sense. Is it unshakable? It's not unshakable because it hasn't really. I don't see that the same way as I see the beginning of the argument. I hear this, so I certainly believe. You know, somebody comes to me and says, "Tell me, do you believe that it's possible to have a free lunch? Do you believe that it's possible to get that money would be coming in without?" Without something producing it. I say, absolutely not. Elementary. Okay, now I will show you. If the government keeps giving people money, then this money comes from no place, and therefore you're not really producing stuff, so on and so on and so forth. You hear my argument? I hear your argument. Well, okay, I don't know. What do you mean by that? I just proved it. The answer is, I'm not convinced. It's not the same reality that having social welfare programs is equivalent to producing money from no place. I don't feel it's the same thing. So the process of going from the das that we talk about, the goal of das is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us, Rei Nasata Fechem, you know, it's a chayim v'sa mavis, that toiv is chayim and ra is mavis, that when I look at somebody having a great time, drinking and womanizing and living a life of a decadent life, I look at it and I see churban. Not that I see a great time, but you know, it leads to churban. It's not so good. There's many ways to prove that it's not right. I see the destruction in it. That's the difference. They used to say the Shivish, I guess, Letzanim used to say, what was the difference between the Briska Rav and Rochber and the attitude to Reb Chaim's Torah? The Briska Rav was a son, but Rochber was the Talmud. So they said that if the Briska Rav, if the Reb Chaim would say that this table is a cow, so the Briska Rav would say what my father means is it has a din of a cow. Hilchas cow applied to it. Reb Chaim would bring two pails and start milking the table. That's the way that was the yeshivish description of it. But it means it the das. What are we talking about? That our das should be like a Kaddish Baruch Hu. It means that the things that our Kaddish Baruch Hu has given us as ideals, Toiv and Ra, are meant to be perceived like Oyer and Choshech. Hamavdol ben Kodesh L'Choyl ben Oyer L'Choshech Beisor La'amim Beyimeshesh Ma'amaseh. One of the two, Oyer and Choshech to us is Metzias itself. The other three are beliefs. But that the person, how much does it go from the realm of an understanding to something which is Metzias? That is the measure of the das. The more this is firm das in us, this is, we are closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And this is what he says about the seichel and the muskel and the mufal being one. It's a formula used a lot by the early philosophers. But let's just understand what we mean. Let's say I have this box over here, and I take a rule, a yardstick, and I measure it. And then the yardstick comes up with a foot. So I say, I've used this yardstick and measured it, and it's a foot. I'm aware, in my mind, these are three distinct entities, as opposed to pink. Someone asked me, how's it pink? I said, it's pink. I don't feel that gap. When I did it by a process, I say to myself, this is the tissue box. This is its metzias. I have kalim I used to measure it with, and I think it's a foot. I don't feel it the way I feel lamashla color, which is clear. Atta horesu ladas. There's a clear deher. This is something which is an understanding that has become so me. So some people will say, well, one second, it's not pink. You have these cones in your eyes, and these cones get fire up depending on the wavelength of the light that's reaching it. Some are sensitive to green, some are sensitive to red, some are sensitive to blue, this is sensitive to this. I just, that's not the way I understand it. I understand this as being a metzias. The closer it, the gap, the closer they become one to the other, the seichel, the muskel, and what you're being masculine. The maskel, the muskel, the seichel, it becomes one unit. I'm not saying measurement has produced as well as that. I dehear that metzias as such. The when we say that Adam is a bardas, and therefore he is like a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it doesn't mean computational power. Birds can figure out navigational routes in ways that we can't do, certainly not without a computer. I mean, a bird has it figures out how to fly halfway around the globe, and basically we're using instruments. We're not even sure what they use. There's some, you know, we have some theory that use the magnetic field of the Earth, stars, whatever it is, and they're able to do perfect. We can't begin to do those calculations ourselves, and yet a bird does it. So the answer is, that's fine. That's not the elements that are important to us. They come every so often. They come up with different animals can count. Ravens can count up to five, and they have the power. the I mean, not the football players. I mean, the football players. I'm not sure about that. But the birds. But the birds certainly can count up to five. That's for sure. So that's. But one thing that animals don't have is the hair of Tov and Ra. No monkey. Monkeys, different apes reveal different levels of simple emotions. So do dogs. Ramban says so. All of those things are not nafkot. Adam has the ability to understand Tov and Ra. And to understand Tov and Ra means as follows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into our minds elementary axioms that pleasure for somebody, to somebody, is good. Pain to somebody is bad. Restraint is good. Decadence is bad, and so on. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the ability to process and build out. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu determined Tov, so whatever it says in the Torah must be Tov, and how we apply these halachas must be Tov. And ultimately, what makes it become us is the unity between the Das, the person, and the thing you know. So that I don't even say I looked at this box. I sort of evaluated what color it might be. My learned opinion is it's pink, and therefore we conclude it's pink. I say it's a pink box. That's what I say. To do the same by toiv, to say that wearing a talis and tefillin is toiv, and other things is ra. That is what the Tachas Adam is. The Navi Yeshaya says, "Hoy la imrim la toiv ra la toiv la mar musik." The Mosek Mar, they say that bitter is sweet, sweet is bitter, light is night, dark, dark is light. You know, when you mix up reality, then you really, really have a problem. So the first bracha we ask was Atachonim, because it makes it's the area that makes us Bitzelem Elokim. It's the thing we need if we're to be what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be. The second point we saw in the Migdal David is that we're asking for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to unlock that which is in us. We're not asking for a transplant of somebody else's brain, because that's not us. In our own Havana and Tfisa, when you look at Sfarim HaKadosh, when they speak about Amelos Yigias V'Teira, it's very interesting the distinction between some sort of speak about if you think a lot about the learning and you work on it, you gain new understandings. The knach in the Kabbalistic sperm, the Sidious sperm, is you break the klipos around your mind that prevent you from understanding. In other words, it's as if the mind is there. There's a shell that surrounds it. You crack the shell, you get to the core. You know, it's like, and a lot of times we think of it, we made a breakthrough. It's sometimes we think of it like a new idea came in. They say, I made a breakthrough. Like I went over it again. Wow, and then snapped into place. That's the type of sensation we're looking for. And the reason, because that's us. And then we saw the piece over here about the two elements of the Das and the Bina and the Chachma, of the two tools needed for getting this insight. And the final result is where the person himself and that which he understands is one and the same. It's automatic to him because what he understood became him. Okay, we'll hold it in.